share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Out of sight, but nowhere near out of mind. DG of WHO warns public on Omicron not being the final variant for COVID. According to International Business Times, WHO is debunking beliefs of various health experts stating that the ruthless Omicron could be the last variant, and further emphasizing that the pandemic is far from being over. We're hearing a lot of people suggest that Omicron is the last variant, that it's over after this, WHO COVID-19 technical lead, Maria van Kerkhove said. That is not the case because this virus is circulating at a very intense level around the world. It was further stated by WHO that the number has reached a whopping 19 million cases worldwide. Van Kerkhove claims that the possibility of having new infections are probably much bigger than what is being officially reported. Though those who are infected with Omicron do not show severe symptoms, Dr. Mike Ryan, whose executive director made it very clear last week that the Omicron virus can be lethal to those who are yet to be vaccinated, the elderly as well as those who have pre-existing symptoms. Kita Semua Anak Malaysia dan Sebagai Anak Malaysia, Kita Berjuang Bersama. Please do stay safe and let's win this war together, igniting the hashtag Kita Jaga Kita Spirit. Do you think there are other better ways to handle the pandemic? Share your thoughts below in the comments section. Also read, KJ. Quarantine periods are now based on vaccination status, varies from 5 to 10 days source, CNBC source, SCMP. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.